This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of protesters in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo demanded no amnesty Monday following a riot that invaded the heart of Brazil's capital Sunday in an effort to reinstall former President Jair Bolsonaro. The words evoke memories of amnesty law that for decades protected military members accused of abuse and murder during the country's 1964-85 dictatorship. Meanwhile, they said authorities would investigate allegations local security personnel allowed the destruction to proceed unabated. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas had helped the country win time and gain strength. The battle for Donbas continues, and although the occupiers have now concentrated their greatest efforts on Solidar, still the result of this difficult and prolonged battle will be the liberation of our entire Donbas. Ukrainian military reports say that the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces redeployed in Solidar after failing to take the larger nearby town of Bakhmut. Zelensky did not spell out what he meant by gaining time and strength, but Ukrainian officials and senior officers have warned that Russia is planning a new major offensive in the coming months. China is suspending visas for South Koreans to come to the country for tourism or business in apparent retaliation for COVID-19-related requirements on Chinese travelers. A brief notice posted online by the Chinese embassy in Seoul said the ban would apply until South Korea lifted its discriminatory measures on entrance by China. This is VOA News. House Republicans have passed the first bill. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
The legislation cuts funding that was intended to bolster the IRS. It hit a snag ahead of votes after the budget office announced, rather than save money, the bill would add $114 billion to the federal deficit. Still, it flew through on a party-line vote, 218 to 210. However, the measure stands almost no chance in the Senate, controlled by Democrats. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Islam's annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia will return to pre-pandemic levels this year after restrictions saw the annual religious commemoration curtailed after concerns about the coronavirus. That's according to an announcement from the kingdom on Monday night. The Hajj is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life and represents one of the world's largest gatherings of people. Before the pandemic, the pilgrimage drew millions each year to Islam's holy city of Mecca, which is home to the cube-shaped Kaaba that observant Muslims pray toward five times a day. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating the discovery of potentially classified documents at an old office space used by President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
According to the special counsel to the president, President Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out offices used by the Penn Biden Center, where he had worked between the end of his vice presidency in 2017 until he ran for president in 2020. The lawyers found in November a, quote, small number of documents with classified markings from the Obama-Biden administration in a locked closet and contacted the White House, which contacted the National Archives and Records Administration. An inside source reports that Attorney General Merrick Garland has asked the U.S. Attorney for Northern Illinois to review those documents and their discovery. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Virgin Orbit says a mission to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe has suffered an anomaly. The U.S. space company attempted its first international launch Monday using a modified jumbo jet to carry one of its rockets. That rocket was supposed to take nine small satellites for mixed civil and defense use into orbit, but about 2 hours after the plane took off, the company reported that the mission encountered a problem. Virgin Orbit tweeted that we appear to have an anomaly that has prevented us from reaching orbit and said it evaluated the information. The company had previously completed four similar launches from the U.S. state of California. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.